The largest drug trafficking indictment in U.S. history was announced yesterday by Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. The indictment charges 50 leaders of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, a rebel group known as FARC, with exporting more than $25 billion worth of cocaine to the United States and other countries. The Attorney General described the group as dangerous narco-terrorists.
We believe these men are responsible for not only manufacturing and exporting devastating amounts of cocaine, but enforcing their criminal regime with violence. For instance, the indictment alleges that farmers who did not comply with FARC rules were shot, stabbed, and even dismembered alive.
Attorney General Gonzalez said three of the top FARC leaders named in the indictment are in custody in Colombia and that the U.S. has begun extradition proceedings. The remaining 47 defendants are still at large, hiding, Gonzalez said, in the remote reaches of Colombia, guarded by heavily armed loyalists. The indictment says the rebels use the profits from cocaine exports to finance their fight to overthrow the Colombian government.